This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
You've provided, you've protected, you woke us up this morning with our right mind, with health and strength. You put food on the table, roof over our head, clothes on our back, a way to provide for our family. You kept our family. You're keeping our children. You're keeping our mind. You're keeping us strong. You give us new mercy. You give us new grace. Another day, another hour, another moment. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. And we love you so much. Lord, we come now in this worship moment needing to hear from you. I yield myself to you, God. And I ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me. Speak for me. Speak through me. We give you glory in advance. Every family, every home is represented under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, that you'll move, that you'll bless, that you'll intervene, that you'll meet the need. Whatever we have need of today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll lift your people, that you'll encourage your people, that you will strengthen your people, that you will excite your people, that you will ignite your people, that you will uplift your people, that you will restore your people, that you will heal your people, that you open up for your people. These are your people. You know all about them. Father, I put them in your hands, asking you to meet whatever need they have. We stand and come against any assignment of the enemy to hinder us, to hurt us, to divide us, to conquer us, to distract us, to derail us, to disturb us, to dismiss us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Have your way in this place. We give you glory in advance for what you're getting ready to do for your people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 14. All of you, my father's children, we bid you good morning. God has blessed us and allowed us another day on this first Sunday morning in the month of September. God has said yes to us being here today. God, all of our leaders, ministers, all of you, my father's children, we greet you today in divine love. This is still the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you today. Thank you all for being here with us today and worshiping with us. We praise God for you. We pray that you receive and experience something in God. Thank you for being our worship partner for today. Exodus chapter 14.
We also greet everyone on the virtual space as well. Exodus chapter 14. I want to begin reading at verse number 10 and a few to follow. Are you there? Word of God reads like this. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. Ye shall hold your peace. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Somebody tell your neighbor, go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. They shall follow them. I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. The pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians, the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord called the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. We'll stop right there. May be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, flowers fade thereof. Word about God shall stand forever. For these moments we have together, beloved, I want to share with you this morning from this thought, dealing with dead-end situations. I want to talk today about dealing with dead-end situations. Glory to God. You have heard and been told, especially if you are a member of this body of believers, God has called for you to move forward, keep moving, to keep pushing. On an individual level and a collective level, we've been told by God to keep pushing, to keep striving, to keep marching on. But how do you do that when you're at a dead end? Dead end, my friend, is this point or this position where there is no opportunity for progress, where there appears like there is no way being made. Feels like you've gone to the edge of the road. As far as you can go, you've met a dead end. You've taken that relationship as far as you can go. Taken that ministry as far as you can go. Taken your finances as far as you can go. Your mindset has gone as far as it can go. Yet God is telling you in the midst of a dead end, keep going. Our key verse today is verse number 15. When God tells Moses, what you crying to me for? Tell the people, go forward. But the people of God are at a dead end. Moses, being their leader, is at a dead end. And how is it that you're going to be God's child? How is it that you're going to be the blessed of God and you have to deal with dead end situations? I believe today I'm talking to people who know what it's like to go through dead end situations where it seems like you have more month than you do have money. When you have more, don't not have enough time, but you got so many things to do. so many pressures upon you, so many difficulties in your life, back into a corner. You know what it's like to be in a dead-end situation. But yet, you got to be able today to take about 2 or 3 seconds. This may not be for everybody, but a few of us know, have learned by now, that God will never lead you to something if he has not provided a way to get you out of something. Somebody today knows about God's goodness. And today, you don't need to hear anything new. You just need to be reminded, if God did it before, God's going to do it again. It matters not how difficult it is. Matters not what they say about it. Just because a new storm, guess what? It's the same Jesus. It's the same God. It's the same Savior. He's the same provider. He's the same healer. I'm crazy enough to believe that if he did it before, my friend, he'll do it again. I don't need a new God for a new situation. The same God that brought me through that, he'll bring me through this. Same God that brought me from there will bring me from here. Don't get so messed up. Don't be disturbed. Don't be disappointed. Don't be distressed today. God's word to you today, child of God, is you might be at a dead end, but your deliverance is one step away. If you just trust him one more step, can you just trust him one more day? Can you just trust him one more minute? I know that your back is against the wall. I know it's the bottom of the night. I know you're running out of time. I know you're feeling the pain. I know you're feeling the pressure. But I need about 3 or 4 people who will trust God like me and say, I once was young and now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. I'm just crazy enough to believe that if God did it before, my friend, he'll do it again. He is the God of dead ends. Only God can open doors no man can open. And he can close doors no man can close. Only God can make this thing happen. And maybe today, here's your shout. Maybe that's why it's so bad. Because you've been giving everybody else credit. You've been trying to figure out on your own. But maybe God's letting this thing get so crazy so nobody but him can get the glory. Now, I got a question for you. Can you give him the glory and you get the blessing? If he'll bless you, can you give him the glory? Come on, take about 10 seconds and give God glory in advance for the way he's going to make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It ain't over till God says over. The battle is not over. But there are times that God's people don't act like God's people. And such is the case in our text. No greater group of people can we find who don't act like God is good than the very ones he's been good to. I made a decision today. I ain't going to bother us. Today I'm going to deal with these people in Exodus chapter 14. I'm not going to bother us today. I'm going to bother these people. Now, if you happen to find yourself somewhere in this, don't you tell nobody I'm talking about you. Don't you tell folk I'm throwing off on you. I'm going to teach this text with everything God gives me, and I'm getting out of your way. But I want to come today to let you know that you serve a God who can help you deal with dead-end situations. God will set you up to pick you up. God will let you go down to lift you up. God will let you be left out to bring you in. God will let you get sick to let you know he'll heal you. God will let you go broke to let you know I'll provide for you. I wish I had somebody here for me. It's just something about God who does something amazing in his people. See, now, that means you need to be careful. You and I got to be careful about saying, God, use me. Be very careful about asking God to use you. Because when you ask God to use you, he just might use you. And some of this using won't be Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Some of this using going to be on the job with hellish people. It'll be with stupid people at the house. Oh, I wish I had somebody help me. Be careful about asking God to use you. God has brought his people out of Egypt. 430 years of Egyptian bondage. And God said, enough is enough. He sent a great liberator named Moses to bring his people out of Egyptian bondage. and the people are out, and they've been moving. But the children of Israel are funny people. They praise in good times, and when it gets tough, they complain. Now, I told y'all already, don't be looking at me crazy, because all I said, I was going to talk about these folk in Exodus. I ain't bothering y'all. But all I'm saying about them is every time it's going well, hallelujah. When it's going bad, ain't no God. When it's going good, thank you, Jesus. When it's going bad, I'm quitting that church. When it's going good, hallelujah. But when it's going bad, I'm sick of Moses. I'm in the text here, y'all. And they find themselves once again moving, and they're trying to, God has sent 10 plagues to Egypt, so much so that Pharaoh had to let God's people go. Couldn't take it anymore. Let God's people go. But the Bible says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. It's amazing how even the enemy think they're in control, but God's in control of the enemy. That's somebody's shout moment right there. That the people who think they're in control really are not in control, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they and they that dwell therein. So people who think they're calling shots, you ain't calling shots. Pharaoh says, wait a minute. Something happened to Pharaoh's mind. Said, wait a minute, I'm losing 2 million Jews. I'm losing money. I'm losing money. Let me go back. Let me go and get these folks. So he sends his chariots with him, and he's going to go try to chase down the children of Israel. Bible says they meet now in this place called Pi-Hahiroth. I ain't going to actually say it. This place called Pi-Hahiroth. And here at Pi-Hahiroth, they've got the Red Sea in front of them. They've got Migdol to the right. They've got Baal-Zephon to the left. And they got enemies behind them. I'm going to try that one more time. They got the Red Sea in front of them. They got Migdol, this place called Migdol, on the right. Ain't no good there. Ain't nothing but mountain range. Over here is Baal-Zephon. Anything to say Baal, you don't want to fool with it. So it's something over here that's not good on the left side, and they can't go back because they're going to run into Egypt. Why would God bring his people this far and get them in purposeful trouble? Now, here's a shout for somebody if you got one in you. Egypt is not after them to kill them. They're after them to bring them back in bondage. You see, some of this stuff that's chasing you is not trying to kill you. The devil ain't trying to kill you. He's trying to put you in bondage. Because if you ever be free, because a free saint ain't nothing like a free saint. Ain't nothing like somebody who's free, who praises God freely. So he wants you bound about money. He wants you bound about a job. He wants you bound about tradition. He wants you bound about churchmen, bound about racism, bound about this and bound about that. See, some stuff trying to lock you up, not tear you up. I'm in the text, y'all. I'm in the text, y'all. Pharaoh's not trying to kill the children of Israel. He's trying to get them back in working for him. Because the enemy don't want us free. Because the freer you are, the better you go live. Yep. And that's why you got to let that past be the past and not go back. Because some stuff you can't afford to go back to, because it costs you your peace. It costs you your joy. It costs you your praise. And that's just too much. That costs me too much. It costs too much for Jesus to die for my sins. I won't go back to that anymore. Come on, I wish I had somebody help me. Here it is. Here it is. And if you're going to deal with dead-end situations, I got to move. If you're going to deal with dead-end situations, you got to learn. First, we got to deal with a couple of things. Let's deal with the concerns of God's people. I said the concerns of God's people. Now, we know Pharaoh's intentions, and we know God's intentions, because God sent this thing just so he can get the glory. He purposely knew they were going to go to a dead end, to a place where it looks like they're trapped. Can't move. Can't make progress. Can't get out. See, now I'm just stuck in a rut. I'm going around in circles. Am I talking good yet? Anybody feel like you're in a place where you're just not making progress?
Seem like you ought to be elevating by now. You ought to be doing a little bit better for yourself right now. Seem like you, as much as God has put in your mind and much as God has put in your heart, everything you try, it just don't seem to be working. Seem like you're just stuck in a rut. You're just stuck in the mud. You just can't make any leeway. You take two steps forward and get knocked four steps backward. You're just in this dead-end situation. And here it is. It's the concerns of the people. Because they get to talking. Now see, Moses, now notice, they cried to God, but complained to Moses. I knew y'all gonna get quiet on that one. They cried to God, but complained to the leader. He's good enough to get you out, but he ain't good enough to help keep you out. Didn't we tell you, let us stay here and die? What, you try to come up with a new grave out here in the wilderness? We'd have been better off being slaves than being free and die. They complain. They murmur. And they're living in fear. These are God's people who God loves, who God has brought out, and they're talking everything but God's people. Have you had those moments in your life? Come on, you can be in the church. We all family. Have you had those moments when you just didn't talk like a child of God? You let the situation you're in right now let you act like God ain't gonna take care of you. You sat there wallowing around and pouting and complaining and crying and posting stupid stuff on Facebook and looking at other people's life and start talking about your life ain't no good because you comparing yourself to other people and you start doubting yourself. You start doubting God. You start doubting if God gonna do anything for you. Why is he doing stuff for them and he ain't doing nothing for me? I thought God loved me. God must not love me. I must be doing something wrong. Must be something wrong with me because I can't seem to be doing anything with my life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you had those seasons when you've talked like everything but a child of God? You know his word, but you won't live his word. You know what he said, but you don't believe it because of what you're dealing with right now. Maybe today somebody came here with it on them. Maybe you came here with it on you today because you're just going through so much. You're just going through the motions. You don't know if God will. You just hope he will. But you don't really believe God will. You just, I'm believing, I ain't supposed to be bothering y'all. They showing up. You know, they don't even think God will. They're talking unbelief. Watch this. They are a part of the third greatest miracle in Scripture. Getting ready for the second greatest miracle. But they might miss out on the second greatest miracle in Scripture because they can't thank God for the third greatest. Wait a minute. You remember now, Exodus tells you, teaches us, that a word was given to the children of Israel that God's going to send a death plague over Egypt. But you all go get a fresh animal, and you put blood over your doorposts. That's going to let death know that you belong to me. And anything with the blood over the door, death going to pass over. But anything not covered by the blood ain't gonna make it through the plague. And the people of God can't even think about the fact that death passed you over just a few days ago. Why would God let death pass you over then and then kill you now? I wish I had somebody with a good memory. Can you remember something God did yesterday? Can you think about something God did last week? Something God did last year? A door God opened for you. A miracle in your life. How you in a house you can't afford. A job you ain't qualified for. Living with something you don't need to have. But God was good to you. I know it's bad now, but it ain't always been bad. You've had some good moments. You got enough reason to thank God. You got enough reason to glorify his name. You got enough memory to celebrate his goodness. Here it is. But they're concerned. They're so concerned. And they're masquerading concern. They're hiding it in a concern mask. But really, it's unbelief. Here's why. You ready? Because just because he got them out of Egypt don't mean he got the Egypt out of them. I'm talking about four or five people who don't mind admitting in church. Every now and then, there's still some Egypt in me. It's some stuff I don't say right. It's some stuff I don't think right. I need God to keep walking with me and working on me to get that Egypt out of me. Because just because he brought me out of Egypt don't mean all the Egypt is out of me. I'll still cuss. I'll still shoot. I'll still fight. Lord, help me. I wish I had some real Egyptians in the house. You know, you know, you got some Egypt in you. You've been around the hood too long. You've been in the mess too long. And you know how to get folk back. But God! That's what's wrong with us. That's what's wrong with us. That's what's wrong with them. That's what's wrong with them. He brought them out of Egypt. But Egypt ain't out of them. And so just because they're free, they still got a bound mindset. So God had to keep performing stuff for them to trust it. He had to keep doing something special every day. Otherwise, they won't trust it. But God's so gracious. God said, even at the dead end, I'm getting ready to deliver you. Because watch this. Not only do we see the concerns of God's people, but we see confidence in God's promise. There's confidence. Somebody's got to believe. You know what? I'm going to say that again. Somebody in the family got to believe, y'all. Somebody has got to hear God in the midst of being in a dead end. You just can't hear God on mountaintops. I need somebody who want to hear God even in the valley moments. Don't just hear God when you got money. I need broke people who know how to listen to God. They crying out to God. Crying out to God. And they're complaining to Moses. Moses does what every good leader ought to do. He talks to God about it. He tells them what God said and goes back to God to see what else God got to say. Now, learn, be careful, you Moseses, not to respond or retaliate out of frustration. Because folk will come after you and blame you for stuff that you ain't do. You just doing the best you can. Guess what, y'all? You act like the children of Israel, the only ones that's dealing with this dead end. Moses out there too. It ain't like Moses got some little highway that he ain't told y'all about. He's trusting God in his word too. That's the beauty of a ministry. That's the beauty of people of God together. We all trusting God together. Uh-huh. And Moses says, God said, stand still. And you will see the salvation of the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The best sermon God could give Moses, tell him, you had a dead end. And the best God can tell me is, stand still. I thought I was talking to real people. You need a word to tell you where. He's just telling you, stay. You know you ought to be, it's just time to do something. Something you ought to be doing. And he tells you, stand still. If you just stand still, I'm going to show you something. If you leave, you're going to miss something. And if you leave, you're going to run into something. Maybe, just maybe. Now, y'all don't mind me talking to y'all about this. Maybe God let them get to a dead end because that's the only position they'll be in to listen to him. Because, see, as long as he keep ways open, they don't slow down long enough. Maybe I'm going to let a pandemic come so my people can slow down and hear me. They're too fast-paced. They got too much technology. They got too much going for them. So I'm going to send a worldwide slowdown, shutdown, where somebody going to hear me for a change. And still, so you'll see the salvation of the Lord. The folk you worried about that you see today, you won't see ever again. But you won't know this if you run back to them. That promise don't apply to you. This promise applies to people who go trust me at my word. I knew. Because nothing happens, y'all, without a word. Stop moving or not moving, and you ain't heard God's word. There is a word for every situation you're in. See, the word propels the movement. The movement don't propel the word. It was the word that got them out. So it's going to be the word that's going to keep them out. Don't give up on the word because you feel better. Because you're going to need that word again. Okay. So, he tells them, stand still. And you'll see. Be still. There's a difference between being still and standing. Try again. He didn't just say, be still. Be still so you can hear me. But stand still to show you believe. God's question to somebody, are you standing on the promises of God, even though everything in your life has gone upside down, even though everybody's turned against you, even though you don't know what's going on? Do I have about 3 or 4 people who are standing on the promises of God? If God said it, I'm going to stand on it. I believe it. That's why he says, stand still. Show your position. Don't run. Don't hide. Stand still. Even when it's unpopular, I'm still a Christian. I'm still a believer in Jesus Christ. It might not be popular. It might not be attractive. But I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. He got up on that third day morning, and he now sits at the right hand of God. I believe. I'll stand on that. What is your stance this morning? It's time for, maybe you're at a dead end, so we can see where you stand. Maybe it's time for you to determine your faith today. Where do you stand? And on what do you stand? Unfortunately, some of us are riding piggyback while other people stand. Here it is. Confident, God's promise. Then we're going to see, once you have confidence in God's promise, ought to be some cooperation with God's plan. Ought to be some cooperation. If you believe in God's word, you believe that God's going to do it, I got to start moving. Watch this. Moses, you sitting there asking me what to do. Tell them people, move forward. But Lord, ain't nowhere to go. You asking the wrong questions. I didn't ask you to tell me what's in front. I already told them I'm gonna open up and make a way for you. So why are you questioning me when I'm already telling you what to do? Do you know by now faith don't require you to see anything? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things. We walk by faith and not. So why are you still looking for something that God already promised you? Just walk in it. Stop looking for it. You ain't gonna find it on Google. You ain't gonna find it at the bank. You ain't gonna find it, but you'll find it in God. Be careful. Be careful. I said I'm gonna go holler. I ain't had no voice all week. I don't know where I'm getting this from, God. I ain't had no voice in 4 or 5 days. But there's a God, because I say, God, if I stand for you, I know you're going to stand with me. And listen, y'all can understand me pretty good, can't you? Because God will do it. You missed something here. You missed something. Tate, you better come get me. Watch this. Watch this. Moses, stretch out the rod. Moses, stretch out the rod over the sea. Don't put it in the sea. Because what I put in your hand symbolizes my authority over what you're going to be able to walk over and have authority over. Long as you walk with that rod, you'll have the same authority. You don't just need my authority in Egypt. I'm going to give you authority over this Reed Sea or Red Sea. Don't put the rod down because you're in a new situation. Watch this. You missed something. Missed something. I'm trying the best I can, y'all. You missed something here. It's the rod. It's not just the rod of authority. Y'all too deep sometimes. The rod is a walking stick. The rod is not just something to be holding over people. It's something to be walking with. And so I need to use my rod. And every time I use the rod, it's a symbol I'm moving by faith. If I know this rod gonna hold me up, because God gonna hold me up, God put this in my hand, God put it in my city, he put it in my community, he put it in my ministry, so I know it's gonna work. That's what it's meant to do. That means don't be stingy with what God put in your hand. What God put in your hand, he wanted you to do something with it. Don't just hold it over people. Use it when you walk with it. Y'all miss something? He took that rod and put it over the sea. But you got to cooperate with God's plan. Now, when you do your part, you got a God who's going to do his part. Now see, the problem we have is that we want God to do everything. Look, and I agree. You don't hear preachers say that often, do you? I agree with you. It would be so much easier if God would just do everything. But who's the one who needs to get out? Who's the one who's got a promised land to get to? Who's the one that said you're scared of these Egyptians? So don't get to telling God, well, you do it all. No. No, because walking got you here. Walking got you here. So walking's going to keep you there. Now, this is for the super spiritual saint. Stop being deep with your life. When you really need something special, you're trying to hoodwink God. You fast for 2 hours. You keep your music on, you keep your radio on 88.1. Then when you feel better, back on 101.9. Y'all ain't think the preacher knew about 101.9, did you? And I ain't talking about Sunday morning walk, baby, love. I'm talking about all day long, 101.9. When you're in trouble, Kirk Franklin prays. Everything all right? The heat. That's for you satellite radio people. You don't have to con God. Just keep walking. Whatever it took to bring you here, keep doing it and trusting him. The problem for the children of Israel was not Migdol, Baal-Zephon, the Red Sea, or the Egyptians. The problem with the children of Israel were their eyes. Because they kept looking at this barrier. Looking at that barrier, looking at that barrier, looking at that obstacle, and they stopped looking up. Because here's why. That's cooperation with God's plan. You got to cooperate with what God says do. God says, Moses, you stretch it out. And watch what I do. Now, while this is going on, while God's working that thing out all night long, you will find the comfort, somebody say comfort, of God's presence. Chapter 13 told us that while these children of Israel are walking through unknown territory, there's a pillar of cloud in front of them by day. And it transitions to fire at night. That symbolizes what they would call a theophany, or a presence of God, some kind of godly presence, a shroud to show that God is leading you. But watch this. When you're getting ready to step into what God wants you to do, watch this. Don't miss it. Watch this. You ready? You don't move. He does. Watch this. Because the text is telling the teacher that presence moves to the back. Whew. Y'all be reading the Bible too fast. The Bible says that same theophany, the same presence that was now guiding them, now guards them. I wish I had about 3 or 4 people who know that God ain't just my guide, he's my God. Anybody know he's my keeper? He keeps me. He holds me. He protects me. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Watch this. Watch this. Y'all, I'm about to shout out my shoes. Watch this. He did it in such a way. He did it so sneaky. God said, I don't need to be in front of them with this moment. I'm going to have their back. They've learned by now how to move forward. But I don't want them to think the past is going to try to get them. So I'm going to get in the back of them and show them my glory. But the enemy can't see them because I'm blocking the enemy from seeing where they're going, what they're doing. Watch this. It's light on our side. It's dark on the devil's side. He can't see you. He can't get to you. He can't destroy you because God got your back. Somebody get happy about that. That every walk by faith, every step I take, I got God all around me. and mercy are following me all the days of my life. I got to quit. I got to quit. You need to tell your neighbor, God will move. Yes, he will. God will move. God will make moves you don't know about. But God will make moves that you will benefit from. Sometimes he's in front. Sometimes he's on the side. Sometimes he's behind. But I'm always covered. All night long. All night long, y'all. All night long. God working that thing out for him. He sent an east wind. He sent a storm that blew the water up to the thigh, but the enemy couldn't see it. All night long, God was opening doors and making a way for his children, but the devil couldn't see it. All night long, the Lord was working stuff out for your good, but the devil can't see it. All night long, he's healing your body, but the devil can't see it. All night long, the Lord's providing for you, but the devil can't see it. And you gotta stop thinking that the devil gonna rob you. If God got your back, keep walking, keep trusting, keep believing for God to provide for you. Trying to figure everything out. I'm always the one who everybody come to. Your best at to point them same people to the one you've been trusting all this time. Well, Ham, how did he make the wall stay? How did he get that water to stay? And the people walk on dry ground. Here's the answer. I don't know. How God provided for you and you your income so low? I don't know. How God turned it from stage four to remission? How you took five children, Mary Cox, and put all five of them through college on a health unit in the city of Winfield schedule. But here I am, a living testimony. I don't know how he did it, but thanks be to God, he did it. I'm done. This is just for free I'm giving you here. I'm done preaching. You keep playing some songs, Shanee, I'm through. I ain't messing with y'all no more. We talked good about them today, though, didn't we? Then we talked good about them two individuals. I ain't bother y'all one time, good. Ooh, I did good today. Watch this. True miracles. You living in a miracle and a blessing of God is always going to be parts you can't explain. You're going to be a part of it and not know how God did it. All you know is he did it. Watch this. The day came. And the Egyptians saw that those children of Israel had crossed over. They done crossed over through this dry passageway that's been created. Something was blocking us from seeing how it came in the past. But now that thing done moved and guided them again. And now we can see what God has done. And then watch this. Watch what the enemy in your life has a nerve to do. Try to copycat you. Enemy think it can go your way and destroy your path. Enemy think he can just follow your path and have that same motive. And watch what God will do with the enemy. God let the enemy go just so far. Psalm 77 tells us, in your leisure time, read verses, I think, 16 through 20. 77 number of Psalm tell you, God let a little storm come, and it got moist on that dry ground. And the chariots they tried to ride on, the chariots they tried to ride on dry, it was dry ground for God's people. But the enemy just couldn't keep it together. And it delayed them from getting up to God's people. And when God had enough of it, God let the walls. Here's the shout. God's word was true. The people they saw that day, they didn't see the next. Watch this. Even if they look back. And I come to challenge somebody today who's looking back for something familiar. God's word to you is not the same. You can think it's going to be the same old thing, familiar feeling. But you've made too much progress to go back to that. You've been through too much Red Sea to go back to that. God's word to you. Why go back to something that's drowning? Your only choice. Keep on moving. All for Christ to you today. To let you know this dead end you're in, not the end. But you got to trust God to make that way for you. To open it up. And this text proves something. God opens doors, but God also closes them. If you mess around and decide you don't want to go with God. See, them folks had some sense. They complained. They had good sense. They kept moving. And guess what? They kept complaining. Whole thing. Kept complaining. I want you to be on the right side, safe side. If you're not saved today, I want to offer Christ to you. If you're not saved, I want to offer Jesus Christ to you. Perhaps you're saved, but you've been in a dead-end situation. And today you want us to pray with you, need us to pray with you, that God will open up a way for you. We want to pray that you'll have the strength and comfort to stand still. You're tempted to go back. You're tempted to hide. But today you just want us to pray with you that you'll have the faith to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Are you here today? Are you here today? Are you here today? You know God spoke directly to you. won't you come to him today? Don't act like God ain't talked to you. Don't waste this day. God spoke to you. Come to him today. Glory to God. Are there others as our ministers come? Are there others? We ask there be no unnecessary walking at this time. Only those who are coming to the altar. Amen. This is a critical time for somebody's life. Critical for somebody's life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are there others today? Are you here? Are you here? It's not a dead end. There's more to your life. You're going to see the salvation. You're going to see it. You're going to experience it. God promised you. He promised you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, do you receive that today? You're not alone. What is it? What is it?